This is Radio Entrepreneurs and the Conscious Business Show. We're taping live from the Boston Security Analyst Society, as well as our other sponsor, Global X, which has launched the Conscious Capitalism ETF. And I'm here with my co-host, Peter Meyerson, a partner at Cohen, Resnick, Meyerson, and Plout. So thank you for being here.
You know, Darby, it's a wonderful opportunity to participate in a very interesting program.
Well, we're glad that you've been with us. We've been having some exciting conversations, and we've got another one coming up with Deborah Smith. She's actually one of our founding members of the Conscious Capitalism chapter here in Boston. Wonderful to have you with us, and I wonder if you can take a little bit of time and tell us about your personal journey and how you got here, and certainly embracing the elements of conscious capitalism and looking at how that relates to the financial services industry. But love to get your perspective on the intersection of where you have worked and where you are looking for a higher purpose in terms of working with businesses today.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you, Darby, and thank you, Peter. Yes, certainly how my journey kind of led me to becoming involved with conscious capitalism and also helping to launch the Boston chapter of conscious capitalism. All very exciting. And I guess it goes back to, well, really upon learning the premise of conscious capitalism, that is, as a values-based economic values ecosystem where values represent social and environmental concerns at both the global and on a local basis, learning about these principles or the premise very much resonated for me, particularly given my passion for sustainability, social responsibility, both from a for-profit and a non-profit perspective. And I'm learning more about conscious capitalism, and you know, that is the four pillars regarding the culture, regarding stakeholders, regarding the purpose of a business or the company. Upon learning more about that, and I certainly recall, Darby, on you know, the kind of early organizational or original, that first organizational meeting that we had over a year ago with some of the national conscious capitalism board members. I'm learning more about conscious capitalism as a movement and as a framework or a formula for practicing business, for doing good, for thinking about business from a social perspective. It really resonated and made me become very excited about the parallels between being conscious for business and being socially conscious from an investment perspective. I've been involved in financial services, certainly working with institutional organizations from an investment servicing side. And I've also been very involved with nonprofits through governance board experience. And really in learning more about conscious capitalism, the light bulb went off in terms of, you know, the energy and the promise and the potential around being conscious from a business environment very definitely aligned with what was successful or the potential around sustainability, socially conscious, socially responsible investing. So with understanding the parallels, then got very excited with the formation of the Boston chapter and seeing how we could broaden awareness of conscious capitalism both in the business community as well as in the financial services industry.
No, that's wonderful, and I think, you know, given your vast experience and the work that you do today with companies, where do you think gaps exist between, you know, the principles of conscious capitalism, obviously, you know, obtaining a higher purpose, stakeholder engagement, employee engagement, culture definition? Where do you think company executives are following well in those areas, and where do you think the gaps are? Where do you think that there's work to be done, and that you actually discuss this with a number of your relationships?
Yeah, I'm very bullish and very excited in terms of what is happening within companies, within their conscious cultures, if you will, and within their kind of conscious purpose and conscious mission. If we kind of look at it from the financial services perspective, it seems that we're at a very precipitous point, or a very momentous point, if you will, in kind of the evolution of certainly socially responsible investment or sustainability. There's quite an explosion taking place. And just a few days ago, I was at a sustainability conference in Boston, where it was so exciting to see the representatives there from the business community, from the financial services community, the investment community, and all exchanging ideas and notions about being conscious, and certainly upholding and discussing the tenets of conscious capitalism as it related to, to their investment practices, as it related to their clients and what their clients were looking for from a conscious investment perspective, and what in general was being looked at or being offered up from a social perspective. And so to that end, I think where, perhaps the earlier days of conscious capitalism, it's growing and developing to a point where there is heightened awareness of what it means to be conscious. And with that heightened awareness, I think there's also a sensibility and a sensitivity as to what it means or what's required to be a full-on, robust, conscious, capitalist company, or a full-on, robust, conscious, capitalist leader, or a full-on company that's engaging the full robustness of the conscious capitalist tenets as it relates to the stakeholders. So I'm more than seeing what the gaps are. I think that there is an honest embrace to see how companies, how conscious leaders, if you will, business leaders, CEOs, can be more effective from a conscious perspective. In that regard, and certainly from the financial services industry and the investment and asset management industry, to me it's very exciting to see how with sustainability investing, where at one time it was considered, kind of socially correct, all very nice, and, the ultimate purpose of social investing in order to do social good was very good, but you couldn't necessarily guarantee that there would be good performance and high market rate returns if you invested that way. And I think what's been happening clearly over the last, or very recently rather, within the last, 2 or 3 years, is that there's growing evidence and data that is showing that if you are investing socially, doesn't mean that you are compromising good performance on your returns. And if you are investing, or if in your investment portfolios, investments are being done where they are looking very consciously at certain investment factors that line up very closely with social consciousness or conscious capitalism, that is the company doing well by protecting the environment? Is the company doing well by its stakeholders, upholding its employees, maintaining, entertaining diversity in the company? Is the company doing well by engaging a corporate governance management structure that is embracing diversity, is looking after the best for its employees? So what's happening is that where companies are indeed practicing almost these conscious tenets, if you will, they, lo and behold, are also doing very well from a performance profitability perspective. And that, in turn, has captured not only the attention of investors, but investment professionals. So kind of a long-winded answer to where do I see gaps, I think that gaps are now.
I just lost her.
The core tenets of conscious capitalism that's extending over into the investment arena as well.
Well, what's interesting, Debbie, is you brought up the conference that you went to in Boston where you had, you know, a mix of, you know, the businesses, the investment side, and it was nice to see, as I'm sure it was, the conversation happening across channels, across areas. I mean, do you think we're finally at the point where we can begin to define the value creation of what these companies are doing and what they stand for? So a lot of your examples of saying, okay, it used to be investing in sustainability or in socially responsible investments, the performance wasn't always there, people were turned off, but that's a changed issue today. But what's changing too is the business mindset that says, okay, I need to be looking at these areas, I need to be investing in this culturally and obviously having management teams that believe in this. But ultimately it has to connect back to Wall Street to say there's a value in that. I mean, obviously, if people are coming together in the conference you mentioned, that's happening. That's changing the mindset.
Yes. Well, again, that's what I'm finding so exciting about this at this particular time, is that there is kind of a merging or an intersection between Wall Street and Main Street, and that there are, you know, that it is arriving at to a values-based arena, and the data is there, the evidence is there, and moreover, you have, again, speaking, I guess, from the financial services perspective in the investment industry, you have more and more, an increasing number of traditional, conventional investment firms that are adopting or taking on social responsible investing. And that's in large measure in response to their clients, both individual and institutional, who are as much driving this interest as well as, again, the data is there. And whereas it's not happening so fast and furious, it's happening, acceptance and embracing is happening far broader and wider and with more acceptance today than perhaps even as recently as 2, 3, 5 years ago. So, yes, I think we are at a point where Wall Street is recognizing the value, and value can be ascribed to this way of thinking, to this way of doing business, to this way of existing. Because it's all about, ultimately, I guess, higher purpose. And from that, it's all about being imposed on preserve, protect the planet, how we preserve, protect each other. And at the same time, we can achieve profits.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And we've talked a lot about this, too. It's the human journey. It's the relationship to self and to life decisions and to each other. And I think that's a wonderful piece to see kind of intersecting here between the business and the investing community and looking at us holistically as individuals that coexist on one planet here. If
right.
you could, and I'm sure our listeners would like to get in touch with you, Debbie, what's the best way to reach out and contact you? Should they want to engage and learn more about your work and your philosophies and what you're passionate about?
Sure. Well, thanks for that, Darby. I think the best way is to just reach me via email, and my email address is DLS57@Verizon.net.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and thank you, Peter, for being with us this afternoon.
It was great, Darby and Debbie. That was very interesting. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Peter, and thank you, Darby. And yes, I find it very interesting, and indeed, I'm very excited about the prospects of conscious capitalism.
Well, we are as well, and we look forward to future conversations. This is Radio Entrepreneurs and the Conscious Business Show here at the Boston Security Analyst Society and Global X with their Conscious Capitalism ETF. And thank you, Peter. And after the first few commercials, we'll be back. Thank you so much.